say amen. Hallelujah. You can prepare your offering and bring it up at any time. Isaiah 55, verse 6, seek. Hallelujah. Inquire for, look for, search after, and require the Lord while he may be found, claiming him by necessity and by right. Call upon him while he is near. Seek, inquire for, require the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Seek, pursue, go after. Don't be stationary. Seek. Look for. Go for. Don't do nothing. Nothing will happen. Seek. Look for. Pursue. What does that mean? Well, when you get up in the morning and you prepare yourself to go to work, you already know the directions. So you get up and prepare yourself, you get in your car, you go catch the transportation, however you get there, and you go. And for many, if one way is blocked off, you can seek out another way. But you make sure that you get to your destination. And it's the same way with the Lord. You start to look for, you start to head towards. How do I start? You start off with calling on his name. Hallelujah. You start off with a hunger and a thirst. You start off by actively getting up out of the posture and position that you are in, and you go to another posture, a pursuit. You set it in your heart and in your mind, I'm going after God. And you tell him, I'm coming after you. You draw near in faith. You don't necessarily have to move, but sometimes you may have to move. What do I mean by that? Well, if you're just sitting there and you don't feel nothing, you don't sense anything, then move. But if you open up your mouth and call upon his name and his presence shows up, he's there. Just reach out. Fellowship, commune, talk to him, acknowledge him, listen for him. The worst thing you can do is go back to sleep. The worst thing you can do is ignore. The worst thing you can do is think that he won't show up. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Now, they say that celebrating the feasts, especially the three main feasts of Israel, which was the Feast of Unleavened Bread or Passover, the Feast of Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles, those were three main times where the presence of God really drew near to the people. And they were to cry out to him. But we're not limited anymore. We don't have to wait for a celebrated feast. Oh, we are so blessed being the Gentiles. Bless God. Hallelujah. He came to us, and we didn't have to do all of the sacrifices. We didn't even have to go through all of the rituals that they went through. He came to us, and we responded. It was Cornelius who, in Acts chapter 10, the scripture says that he would daily offer up unto the Lord offerings. He would bless the poor and the people that were around him. His prayers went up. Everything that he did was honored as a memorial unto the Lord. And so God sent Peter to come and preach the good news to him. And as Peter came in there and started his dissertation, he began to speak. And then as he's speaking, all of a sudden the Holy Ghost just falls on them. They didn't have to tarry in Jerusalem. The Holy Ghost came right where they were. Boom. And as the Gentiles began to respond to God, and the Jews began to see that God was no respecter of persons, but as surely as he poured out the Spirit upon them, he poured it out upon the Gentiles as well. Peter them said, hey, we can't lay no heavy rules on them. We're trying to put rules on them that we can't even bear ourselves. We can't put any heavy rules on them. I tell you what, this is what we tell them to do. Don't drink any blood. Don't eat any strangled animal. Do not commit sexual immorality and abstain from idolatry. If you do this, you do well, because God had already come to them. Point being, we can go before God at any time. Seek him while he may be found. He may be found right now, bless God. He's not lost. He's waiting to be sought. As a matter of fact, God will hide himself in order that we might seek after him. You may feel like you're in a drought, but God is saying, I want you to pursue. I want you to even get beyond your feelings, so that you can step over into the arena of faith and just know. What do you mean, know? He said, be still and know that I am God. Just know. What do you mean, just know? Just know. Just know, if I start to pray and petition my Father, I don't have to sit there and be concerned about whether he's going to listen to me. I know he's going to listen to me. And this is why I communicate with him. We don't communicate with God because, we're hoping that he will hear us. We communicate with him because we know that he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we know that the petitions, the requests that we're about to make according to his word, they're going to be answered. Yes and amen. We don't pray hoping that God is going to answer our prayers. We pray knowing that God is going to answer our prayers. God says this in Isaiah 55. Seek the Lord while he may be found. He said, let the wicked, the twisted person in their heart and in their mind, forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. The way is the course of life. The thoughts are the plans and the purposes of life. And so then God says, for my thoughts in verse 8 are not your thoughts. In other words, my plans, my intentions, my purposes are not your purposes. My ways, my course, my paths, if you will, are not your ways. He says they're higher. Higher means superior. Higher means better. Higher means gooder. And so wherever we are in our life, God's thoughts, his plans, purposes, and intentions are much higher than our thoughts. We may think God is mad at us. We may think God doesn't like us. We may think God doesn't favor us. We may think that we're not worthy. We aren't worthy, but he has made us worthy, and we have to believe that he has made us worthy. Just because a person sitting on the other side of the desk tells you no doesn't mean God says no. Just because a person comes up to you and tells you you can't does not mean that you can't. It doesn't mean God says you can't. God says he's able, which means he doesn't require our abilities to do what he wants to do. He only requires our willingness. He only requires our submission. He only requires our obedience. Obedience is not a bad word. Obedience is a good word. What does that mean? God will tell us how to do it. And then we do it because this is what he's telling us to do. Praise God. It's like, I want to get to Russia. I don't know why I said Russia. Russia's common right now. Okay. I want to get to Russia. God tells me how to get to Russia. I don't know how to get to Russia, but God says this is how you go. Obedience is, okay, then I'm going this way. Because God said this is the way to go. It's simple. It's only when we can't figure things out with our own mind that all of a sudden we start to counter and question what God is saying do. And when we do that, we bring ourselves into bondage. But God simply tells us, this is the way. Walk in it. What is the way for the believer? It is the way of faith. It is the way of only belief. It is a way of even when you don't understand and can't figure things out, because God said it. This is why you do it. Why? Because it's his ways and it's his thoughts. It's his paths. It's his intentions. It's his purposes. And this is the way to go. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher, that word higher, it means, yes, higher, if you will, but it also means superior, far better. Higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. If you think that it's over for you, think again. If you think that it's too late, think again. There have been men and women of God who have been used mightily. Some of them started at an early age, and as the scripture says, even in their older age, they still bear fruit. God is able to restore health. God is able to renew our youth like the eagles. The only reason the eagle can fly up to a high mountain and go through that molting and shedding is because God gave it the ability to do so. And if God can give a bird the ability to renew its strength, to shed and to molt, and then to begin to soar again like it did in its younger days, how much more can he do for those that are made in his image and after his likeness? I don't know if any of you got a chance to read your bulletin Sunday, but there was some good stuff in there. It was good coming out. It was good seeing it written. And it's still good to meditate and ponder on. Pursue this higher life pursue this higher walk, pursue this higher calling in God, in Christ Jesus. Pursue it because that's where God wants us to be. If he tells us he will make us the head and not the tail, we shouldn't be at the bottom. We should be at the top. We're not at the top because of what we possess. We're at the top because he says that's where we belong, at the top. Amen? We would be foolish to be the tail of something when God says, I made you the head. As I put in there, some people, they just live by the mentality and mindset of, well, we're all just sinners saved by grace. Well, show me that in the Bible. Oh, I can show you where all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I can show you where there's no good thing that dwells in this body. But I can also show you that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation altogether. Old things pass away. Behold, all things are new and all things are of God. We use sentences, we use cliches, we use phrases like that to make an excuse for living a weak and defeated life when God didn't call us to live a weak and defeated life. He called us to live a glorious life. It's not just positive confession. It is called holy living. He said, be ye holy because I am holy. He has called us to reign with Christ. As surely as he has placed everything underneath Jesus' feet, because we are the body, we are in him, and what's underneath Jesus is underneath us. No devil in hell has enough power to rule over you. You have to submit to him. He may buffet you. He may tempt you. He may try and deceive you. But you don't have to go for it. Because the minute you go for it is the minute you submit to his rule. And that gives place and interest to the devil. But I believe the word of God, Brother Finn, says, give no place, no topos to the devil. None of this land belongs to him any longer. So give him no space, no vacancy, no occupancy. No, devil, there ain't no room for you. I am filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. No weapon fashioned against me is going to prosper. Any tongue that will rise up against me in judgment, I shall condemn. This is my heritage. It comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Pick myself up by the bootstraps and start marching in the army once again. Glory to God. In victory. When you are loaded down with the word of God, you are the devil's worst nightmare. See, the thing of it is it's over the period. It takes time. It's not so much of the process. It's just you're not no half-baked Christian. God wants the seasoning of his word to really get in you, spirit, soul, and body. To where you're seasoned now and ready for every good work. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Well seasoned. Provocative. That's what they used to say about, I think it was Laura Scudder's or Lay's potato chips. Some of you don't remember that. It's amazing how the brain is so powerful. Sometimes you might think, well, gosh, I keep forgetting things. I must be going. You ain't going senile, and you are not losing your mind, and you are not having or suffering from dementia. Come on. And the thing of it is that we have such a powerful brain that it can go way back to 2 years old and recall some things. Dementia can't do that. It can't remember what happened 2 seconds ago. No, you stay in the right frame of mind of who you are and whose you are and what God has said concerning you, and you're not going to live the debased lower life in the flesh, defeated. No, you're going to live in the spirit. You're going to walk by faith and not by sight. You don't see defeat, you see victory. You don't see problems, you see opportunities. You see the reason why God gave you everything that he gave you, and he's continuing to add to that as you continue to grow in him. Hallelujah. He prepares you for every trial, every battle, every conflict, every storm, every adversity. He prepares you for the battle. David said it like this. He teacheth my hands to make war. See, we're not out there on the physical battlefield in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, or Reserve. But we are in a spiritual battle. And the battle is more real than the battles that we see going on, whether it's in Aleppo, whether it's in Iraq or Iran. Those battles are real. Those battles over in Afghanistan, Pakistan, where the terrorists are going crazy. All through the continent of Africa, if you will. All of these things happen. And because we see it in the physical, we see it as real. But there's a battle in the realm of the spirit that is more real than the battle that goes on in the natural. And in this battle, we're not called to lose. In this battle, we're called to win. We're called to reign. We're called to rule. He says that, how does Jesus say it? He says, behold, I give unto you power over all the power that the enemy possesses. Nothing by any means shall hurt you. Paul says the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and vain imaginations, and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, even words. You have the ability to cast them down. You have the ability to cast down thoughts, plans, intentions that are not of God. You've got the authority, the ability to cast it down. But we don't want to cast. Instead, we let the thoughts rape our minds of who we are in Christ Jesus, and we start walking around like a victim rather than victorious. Let's reverse this thing. Come on, Church of the Living God. Turn the tables in Jesus' name. You're not just trying to survive. You reign. You got eternity on the inside of you. Death has no dominion over you. Sin has no dominion over you if you are in Christ. Romans 6:14. For sin shall not have dominion over you because you're not under the letter or the law. You're under grace. That's the amazing grace of God. That's the wonderful grace of God. It's powerful. It's not an excuse to live out in the flesh and say, well, God has done everything, so I don't need to do nothing. You need to reign with Christ. Come on, Brother Joshua, you need to reign with Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't need to live like you don't have no glory, no power, no spirit, no nothing, no word in you. You need to be living like Christ is truly formed within you, fully formed, if you will, mature. Praise God. Hallelujah. You better start prophesying. You better start declaring what God says concerning you. And start speaking over the situations and circumstances. Don't be sitting back waiting for God to do something when he's already given us the ability to go forth and do it in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory. You know, you're where you are because that's where you want to be. I don't want to be the same person I was 2 minutes ago. Praise God. That person's dead and gone. I want to walk in the new. I want to walk in the favor. I want to walk in the power. I want to walk in the blessing. I want my shadow to heal people. Amen. Glory. I want miracles to break out everywhere that I go. Glory, for the glory of God. I want God confirming his word. We see it to some degree, but I want to see it to a greater degree. I ain't content. I ain't satisfied with this. I'm satisfied with being godly, that I'm still walking with God. But I'm not content with this. Not when I know there is so much more. I want revival that shakes up Antioch and every surrounding city around it. I want California on fire for Jesus once again. I want the United States of America to experience the glory and power of God like never before. I want it to go around the world, and we can do it. We can. It's not too late. It's not like God can't do it again. It's not like it's over. It's not like the Holy Ghost has lost his power. It's not like God has said it's just too much. We need to just, you know, hope they make it. Hallelujah. Don't live like you're a defeated person. Live like you are more than a conqueror. Walk it out, work it out, live it out, speak it out for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Y'all cold and I'm hot. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. We're not the church that's just sitting here waiting for the rapture to come forth. We want the rapture to come. Oh, yes, we do. But Jesus is like, you know, when I prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane and I prayed that priestly prayer in John 17, I said, don't take y'all out of the world. I said, keep y'all from the evil one. But I didn't say take you out. I need you here. For the days that your life is numbered, I need you here, and I need you to be effective carrying out my will and my word in the earth. I want that devil, that same devil that put you in bondage and tried to mess up your life, I want you to trample on his head. I want you to show him that he is underneath your feet in my name and my power and for my glory. That very one that tried to mess your life up, that you crush him in Jesus' mighty name. The very one trying to keep you out of the promises of God, that you say, I am determined. And I am thoroughly convinced and persuaded that what I have committed unto him, he's able to keep until that day. But I shall see the glory of God before I leave this earth. I'm not going out of here defeated. I'm not going out of here crying and complaining and murmuring. I'm going out of here with a shout, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet and give the Lord a hand of praise. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Yo. Jesus. Jesus. Got good news. Look at what the writer says. This is a New Living Translation out of Isaiah chapter 40, verses 2 and 8. Tell her that her sad days are gone and her sins are pardoned. Anybody read their bulletin? Tell her that her sad days are gone. Oh, that's just too hard to believe. Tell her that her sad days are gone and her sins are pardoned. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. If God said it, that settles it. That's it, and that's what you bank your life on, that's what you build your life on, and that's how you live your life, the way God said it. So if God said the sad days are over, wave bye-bye to them. Wave bye-bye.
Why you want to keep company with it? Let it go. Let it go. Why you want to remind yourself of it? Why you want to let others remind you of it? Praise God. That's where you need some amnesia. Praise God. Amen. You can bring, amen. I won't bring dementia in there, but you know, you can bring that stuff in on that. Amen. Forget all of the former junk. Has everyone given? Okay. Father, we thank you. Thank you for tonight. I thank you for your sons and daughters. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for allowing us to worship you. We come into agreement with Brother Juan and Sister Frederica. We pray, Lord God, that you bring forth healing in her physical body for whatever it is that she's dealing with. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over her. Send forth your word right now, the word of healing, and deliver her. Deliver her from the pain. Deliver her from the discomfort. In Jesus' name, take away the worry. Take away, Lord God, the fear, and let it be replaced with faith, unwavering, undaunted faith. Bless them, Lord. Bless their marriage and bless their family. Return the children to their borders and keep them in your perfect will. Father, we speak victory into the Brother Juan and Sister Frederica's household. We speak victory into their lives. We speak victory into the lives of the sons and daughters of Threshing Floor Tabernacle in this place. We speak victory to every family. We speak victory to every single man and single woman. We speak victory to our youth. We speak victory to our children. We speak victory over this assembly. We speak victory to QLM. We speak victory to LTJ. We speak victory to oh, my God, my God. Yahweh, we speak victory, Master. We speak victory to 10 times better. We speak victory to AOH. We speak victory to the praise team. We speak victory to the intercessors. We speak victory to those that come in and clean up, part of the cleaning crew. We speak victory to every member of this local assembly. We speak revival. Revival to their hearts, revival to their homes, revival on their jobs, revival in their schools. We speak revival. We speak it. We release it in Jesus' mighty name. Lord God, none in this house grow weary in their well-doing. We cast that spirit off in Jesus' name. We cast off that spirit of weariness. We cast off that spirit of heaviness. We cast off that spirit of doubt. We cast it off in Jesus' name. And Lord, we receive power because the Holy Ghost has come upon us. We receive power because the word of the Lord is alive within us. We receive of the anointing that destroys every yoke and lifts every burden in the name of Jesus. And that anointing is released in this household, and that we are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think according to your power working within each and every one of us. That, Lord God, you be glorified. Order our steps, direct our path, guide us with your eye. We want to finish this year strong, and in the name of Jesus, we release your strength, we release your joy, we release your peace, we release your power to the sons and daughters of God, that they eat it, they drink it, they live by it, they speak it, they pray it, they declare it, they walk in it, they shall see it come to pass. They're not, oh my God. They're not defeated. They are victorious. Breakthroughs. Breakthroughs, breakthroughs, breakthroughs in Jesus' mighty name. We give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. Thank you, Lord. Now the Lord our God bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. Lift up his countenance on you and give you his peace. The name of the Lord be over you and your household, that he may bless you, that you may enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and above all else, you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. The gates of hell are not going to prevail against you. Satan's work is not going to be successful against you. You are the blessed of the Lord. You are highly favored. God is working on your behalf. Hallelujah. Get ready for glory and honor. Goodness and mercy is following you. Hallelujah. I'll speak it. Promotions, raises, bonuses, increase, open doors that were previously closed,
uncommon favor. That one that said no all of a sudden calls you up and says yes kind of favor. And you had nothing to do with it, but there was a meeting that went on that you weren't invited to. God put it in their hearts to change their minds and do what he said do. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, let your people be blessed. Let your people prosper and be in health even as their soul prospers. Let no sickness or disease plague their bodies. We rebuke sickness. We rebuke disease. We rebuke the pain and discomfort in the joints and the ligaments. We command the powers of this present darkness to get out of our way. In Jesus' name, loose our family members, loose our sons and daughters, loose our grandchildren, loose the parents, loose the grandparents in Jesus' name. We rebuke you, devil. We shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The Lord shall bless the works of our hands, and he shall order our steps and direct our path and guide us with his eye. And we shall trample you underneath our feet in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Father, bless the offerings that your sons and daughters have brought forth, their seed giving. Bless it in Jesus' name. Multiply their seed song. Give bread to the eater and seed to the sower. Let none lack. Let none lack. Let none lack in this house. Oh, do provisions, Lord God. Do miracles, signs, and wonders. If they're getting ready to have their last meal, Father, don't let that barrel run dry. Don't let that cruise of oil cease until you begin to rain your glory and your favor on that household, that they will not lack any good thing. In Jesus' name. So bless the offerings now. Bless your sons and daughters. And everybody who agreed said amen. Amen. All right, get a Lord a hand of praise. Greet one another in the name of Jesus. We thank you for coming out tonight. Friday night is Yahweh, I believe. Friday night is Yahweh, and then Saturday is Special Ops. LTJ brunch is this Saturday at 11 a.m. And all of LTJ said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I might come because y'all might have something good for lunch. Praise God. See? Praise God. All right. Love you.